USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I am proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Thousands of people, including truckers and firefighters from across the country, gathered Sunday outside the Los Angeles City Hall in California to protest vaccine mandates. Big rig trucks from the People's Convoy were parked on nearby streets and were representing. Elon Musk has decided not to join Twitter's board of directors, the social media company announced late Sunday night, days after they announced he would take a board seat. On Saturday, Elon shared news that he would no longer be joining the board, saying, "I believe this for the best." End quote. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A minivan turned out to be carrying a record number of drugs. Tim Berg reports.
And what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap. It's manufactured in China, it's imported, and then processed in Mexico.
Tiger Woods wrapped up his 2022 Masters tournament by showing a little rust Sunday. He was tied for 47th place. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As Russian troops regroup in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky says the next few weeks will be as important as any in the war. Talking with CBS News, Zelensky says the world is changing, and who we will be on the other side is yet to be seen.
I think there is no big difference between Americans or Ukrainians, between people. There are people, and there are somebody who are ready to fight and to take your life. Yes, that is the difference. I think so, that the world changed, and that's it. I just want to thank that for your support, and support first of all for people, because all the people, all the nations, first of all, they push their leaders. It's not only about your country, it's about our country, it's about all the world.
Axiom Mission 1 are now aboard the International Space Station since Saturday, April 9th. It is the first mission with an entirely private crew to arrive at the orbiting laboratory. The spacecraft was flying about 260 miles above the central Atlantic Ocean when the ISS received the four astronauts. The docking was delayed about 45 minutes as the space station teams, including mission controllers at NASA and SpaceX, worked together to troubleshoot an issue preventing the crew members on the ISS from receiving views from the center line camera. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.